I'm Nathan Cones here with your look at the midday news for this Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. Of course, today is primary day and polls opened at 7 a.m. this morning across the state for that primary election. Polls are going to be open until 8 p.m. tonight as Republicans and Democrats choose their nominees to appear on the ballot for the November general elections. In Carroll County, 12 polling locations are available. Voters in the Arcadia precinct will cast ballots at the Arcadia Shelter House, while Carroll residents will vote at St. John Lutheran Church if in Ward 1 or Ward 3, or the First United Methodist Church if in Ward 2 or Ward 4. Other polling locations include the Templeton Center for Eden Precinct, Sacred Heart Church Hall in Manning for Ewalt Precinct, the Community Meeting Room in Glidden for the Glidden-Richland Precinct, Dedham City Hall for Pleasant Valley Newton Precinct, the Community Building in Lidderdale for Sheridan, Grant, and Jasper Precinct, the Municipal Building in Coon Rapids for Union Precinct, the Halber Community Building for Washington Roselle Precinct, and St. Bernard's Parish Hall in Breda for the Wheatland-Neist Precinct. The June 2nd primary will determine party nominees for federal, state, and local offices that will appear on the November general election ballot. The Iowa Secretary of State's website does have a really easy-to-use polling location finder at sos.iowa.gov. You just type in your address. It'll tell you exactly where you need to go. Again, polls statewide will close at 8 p.m., and Carroll Broadcasting will have coverage on air and online at 1380kcim.com, as well as through all of our Carroll Broadcasting social media pages. A Pomeroy man has been convicted of multiple felony sex abuse charges involving a child following a bench trial in Calhoun County District Court. According to the Calhoun County Attorney's Office, 39-year-old Jason Michael Peed was found guilty May 29th of continuous sexual abuse of a child, as well as two counts of second-degree sexual abuse, Class B felonies. The charges stemmed from the sexual abuse of a child between July of 2023 and October of 2025. Peed waived his right to a jury trial, and the case was tried before a district court judge. Those proceedings began on March 24th, and again, the sentence, or the verdict, was handed down last week. Continuous sexual abuse of a child is punishable by up to 50 years in prison, and then each count of second-degree sexual abuse carries a prison term of up to 25 years. Because the offenses are classified as forcible felonies under Iowa law, prison sentences are mandatory, cannot be suspended, and 70% of the sentence must be served before he'd be eligible for parole. Pete also faces lifetime sex offender registration requirements. His sentencing is scheduled for July 31st at the Calhoun County Courthouse in Rockwell City. Pete does remain in custody pending that sentencing hearing. Representatives of the Carroll Community School District will host a public forum next week to gather feedback on its proposed long-range facilities plan. The Facility Needs Community Forum is scheduled for Thursday, June 11th at 6:30 p.m. in the Carroll High School Media Center. District officials are inviting parents, staff, residents, and any other community stakeholders to participate. The meeting will begin with the presentation outlining proposed facility improvements, potential grade level reconfiguration, project costs, and available funding options. Attendees will then break into small discussion groups to share feedback and discuss priorities. Superintendent Dr. Casey Burlaw says this will be a great opportunity for the public to learn as well as provide input and feedback to the district. We encourage anyone who is interested to attend and be part of the process of determining what is best for the future of the facilities in the Carroll Community School District. The June 11th meeting follows a community planning session held April 22nd and marks another step in the district's ongoing planning process. Early preliminary figures suggest CCSD could see up to $122 million in improvements over the course of the next several decades. But again, that's very early numbers, and the plans could change drastically from where they are now. School officials stress that a firm project scope and timeline are not set, so stakeholder input will play a significant role in how the Board of Education moves forward. Residents with questions can also contact the district office directly at 712-792-8001. Again, that meeting, June 11th. At 6:30 p.m. at the CHS Media Center. Two people were airlifted following a motorcycle crash on Friday on M64 along the county line between Carroll and Crawford counties. According to the Crawford County Sheriff's Office, 77-year-old Paul John Clucky of Audubon was traveling southbound on a 2016 Can-Am Spyder at approximately 5:15 p.m. and passed a northbound semi-tractor trailer. A strong gust of wind from the passing semi struck the motorcycle, causing Clucky to lose control. The motorcycle crossed the center line and entered the east ditch, where both Clucky and his passenger, 71-year-old Beverly Clucky of Audubon, were ejected. The spider continued into a nearby cornfield and did not appear to sustain any significant damage. Clucky and his passenger were treated at the scene by Carroll and Crawford County Emergency Medical Services. They were later airlifted to the University of Nebraska Medical Center for treatment of injuries sustained in that crash. And we do need to take a quick break here, folks. We'll be right back. More news on the way after this on KCIM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Ryerson with Adaptive Audiology Solutions. Imagine sitting in a completely dark room with only one lit candle. Your eyes naturally focus on that flame because it's the brightest thing in the room. Tinnitus can feel that same way. That ringing, buzzing, or whistling becomes the thing your brain can't ignore, making it difficult to focus, sleep, or enjoy conversations. But when tinnitus is properly treated, the contrast can soften, the sound becomes less dominant, less distracting, and no longer the center of your attention. You don't have to live focused on the ringing. Call Adaptive Audiology Solutions in Carroll at 408 West 8th Street or in Denison at Crawford County Hospital. Voted best in Carroll County.
Get fantastic deals on ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. A quick install ceiling fan from Patriot Lighting will make your ceiling fan install a breeze. They're loaded with extra features designed to help save you time. Plus, we offer a great in-stock selection ready to take home today. Save big in our huge selection of ceiling fans. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Iowa farmers are functionally finished with the 2026 planting season. According to the latest Iowa Crop Progress and Condition Report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, farmers had 5.7 days suitable for field work during the week ending May 31st. Corn planting reached 97% complete, matching last year's pace, while 87% of the crop had emerged, 2 percentage points ahead of last year. Corn conditions rated 82% good to excellent. Soybean planting reached 95% complete. That's even with last year. Soybean emergence stood at 74%, 2 percentage points behind 2025's figures, with 79% of the crop now rated good to excellent. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg says, as we turn the calendar to June, forecasts indicate that warmer temperatures will stick around along with a shift to better chances for rainfall. Farmers will welcome the rain, which will help recently planted crops get off to a strong start and become well-established. As for those moisture conditions, topsoil rated 31% short to very short, 64% adequate, and 5% surplus, while subsoil measured 28% short to very short, 66% adequate, and 6% surplus. Statewide precip for the week averaged 0.47 inches, about 0.6 inches below normal. The average temp was 73.2 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 8.7 degrees above the norm. You can check the full report online at nass.usda.gov. The Carroll Community School District and Kipper Catholic School System will participate in the USDA's Summer Food Service Program this year, providing free meals to children at designated sites this summer. CCSD will offer their meals Wednesdays on June 17th, 24th, July 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Fairview Elementary in Carroll. Meals are available to all children at no charge and will be served on a first-come, first-served basis. Again, that's up to 18 years of age. The program is open to all children regardless of race, color, national origin, sex, age, or disability. Kemper Catholic will operate an open site at the Kemper Catholic High School cafeteria in Carroll that runs from June 3rd, starting tomorrow, through August 14th. That's Monday through Friday, excluding July 3rd due to the holiday. Breakfast will be served from 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and then lunch from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Meals are free for children 18 and under. Adult breakfasts cost $3 and lunches cost $5 for adults. Many schools in Iowa participate in the USDA Summer Food Service Program. It would take far too long to list every single school district, so parents should check with their resident district for more information. The St. Anthony Foundation awarded nearly $7,000 in scholarships this year to students from West Central Iowa pursuing careers in healthcare. Those scholarships are part of the hospital's annual program supporting students entering medical and health-related fields. Since its inception in 2003, the foundation has awarded 422 scholarships, totaling more than $314,000. Foundation Director Sarah Foley says each year, St. Anthony Foundation is proud to award scholarships to deserving students pursuing careers in healthcare. This annual event celebrates student achievement, thanks to our generous donors, and highlights the bright future of healthcare. We're especially grateful to those who support these scholarships, often through endowed gifts, which help students across a range of fields, including pharmacy, nursing, emergency medical services, speech pathology, medical billing and coding, and more. Scholarship applications open each January and are available through area high schools, Des Moines Area Community College, and the St. Anthony Foundation website. An independent committee reviews the applications and makes award recommendations. You can find a complete list of all those local recipients included with this story on our website. And that is going to be wrapping up your look at the Midday News right here on KCIM. For these stories and many more, be sure to check us out online by following us on Facebook and X on the web at carolbroadcasting.com or through the Carol Broadcasting mobile app. I'm Nathan Cohn's reporting. And don't forget, we've got primary result coverage. Should get started at 8 o'clock. At least the spreadsheet that we've done in years past will be available a few minutes before 8. And then it's going to take at least 15, 30 minutes until we'll start to see some numbers trickle in. Final results, again, all of them unofficial until they're canvassed in Carroll County. That'll be next week on Tuesday. But again, I'm Nathan Cohns, and that's been your news.